my dear, to be true, and I am too drunk with beauty. Drunk with a feeling that the arms that possess you really caress you too. You are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see with. Love cannot stand sharing, not if one cares. You won't be comparing my every kiss with theirs. You know I care, and I'll be faithful to you, not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am too drunk with a beauty. Like all fools, I believe what I wanted to believe. My foolish heart conceived what foolish hearts conceive. I thought I found a miracle. I thought that you'd adore me. But it was not a miracle. It was merely a mirage before me. You are too beautiful, my dear, to be true, and I am too drunk with beauty. Drunk with a feeling that my arms that possess you really caress you too. You are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see with. Love cannot stand sharing, not if one cares. You won't be comparing my every kiss with theirs. You know I care, and I'll be faithful to you, not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am too drunk with a beauty.
That was, of course, Al Jolson with a Rodgers and Hart love song from the 1933 movie Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. Ever hear of that? Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. This is Scratchy Grooves. Last week, we played a dozen or so early hits by this team who worked together 24 years and gave us music that, well, just might last forever. Richard Rodgers, born in New York in 1902, started playing the piano at the age of 4, wrote his first song at the age of 11, his first show, a charity production, at 15. Then in 1918, he met Lawrence Hart, who was 7 years older, working as a translator of German, but passionately interested in songwriting. Rodgers needed a lyricist, Hart needed a composer. They wrote several songs together in 1918, and one of them, Any Old Place With You, was used in a Broadway show and published in 1919. That fall, Rodgers entered Columbia University, and together with Hart, who was a Columbia alumnus, wrote the 1920 varsity show. They continued to write for charity shows, but got nowhere until 1925 with a show for the Theater Guild called Garrick Gaieties. The great success of that show launched them as America's greatest songwriting team. Now let's pick up where we left off last Sunday. After a stint in Hollywood, Rodgers and Hart returned to Broadway in 1935 with Jumbo, starring Jimmy Durante. Here's a big love song from that show, sung here by Earl Wrightson, My Romance.
Wait till you see her. dirty looks. Odd words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to me. I've powerful anesthesia in my fist, and perfect wrist to give your neck the twist. They all hammerlock holes. Struck each time I strike. You for me, me for you. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper too, and everything I've got belongs to you. Struck each time I strike. You for me, me for you. I'll give you plenty of nothing. Well, I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. Oh, yeah, a terrible tongue, a temper for two.
Okay, if you were with me at the beginning of this mess, I announced My Romance by Earl Wrightson, and then I went and played, I jumped several years ahead and played a couple of Rodgers and Hart songs I didn't intend to play in that sequence. The trouble is I've got five tapes here tonight and only two hands and one brain. So if you'll forgive me, that was Wait Till You See Her, sung by a barbershop quartet, the Poughkeepsie New Yorkers. That's from Rodgers and Hart's last show, 1942, by Jupiter. Followed by Everything I've Got Belongs to You, which is also from By Jupiter in 1942, that time sung by Connie Boswell. Now, if I can sort these tapes out, let's go back again and try for My Romance from 1935 with Earl Wrightson.
I won't kiss your hand, madame, crazy for you. I'll never woo you on bended knee. No, madame, not me. We don't need that flowery fuss. No, sir, madame, not for us. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May. Constantly surprising refrain. wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Now we're off to the right start. Earl Wrightson, magnificent voice. Here's another magnificent voice, Ruth Etting. This is from the movie score that Rodgers and Hart wrote in 1935, a Bing Crosby movie called Mississippi. Ruth Etting, It's Easy to Remember.
Expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over. So hard to forget. With you, I owned the earth. With you, I ruled creation. No, you, and what's it worth? It's just an imitation. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's so easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hands caress me, fingers press me tight. I rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember and so hard to forget.
Rodgers and Hart from 1935. Jumping ahead to one more year, 1936. Here from On Your Toes, another Rodgers and Hart smash musical, is There's a Small Hotel, sung here by B.B. Daniels and her husband, Ben Lyon.
All this noise is driving me crackers. I'd like to get away, B.B. Somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, B.B. We need a laugh or two.
A certain place I know, Ben dear, where funny people can have fun.
That's where we two will go, darling.
Before you can count up one,
two,
three,
four, there's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people.
Who wants people?
Well, we'll thank the small hotel together.
Darling.
Yes, dear?
Will you love me when my hair turns to gray?
Why not? I've loved you through black, through henna and platinum already. Oh, baby.
Yeah?
What's the matter with my razor? It's so dull I can hardly shave with it.
Well, it was all right this morning when I sharpened my pencil with it.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Ben?
Yes?
There's a strange bird in my room.
Well, tell him to go downstairs and register.
Look, Ben. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple. Not a sign of people.
Good. Who wants people, when the steeple bell says good night,
sleep well.
We'll thank the small hotel.
We'll creep into the little shell.
And we will thank the small hotel together. Oh, operator, please leave word not to disturb us. Good night.
Ben Lyon and B.B. Daniels. In 1937, Rodgers and Hart wrote perhaps their best-known musical on Broadway, Babes in Arms. It had at least half a dozen solid hits in it. Let's have three in a row here. First, we'll have Al Kemp and Bob Allen doing Where or When, Sophie Tucker doing Lady is a Tramp, and then Hal Kemp comes back with Skinny Ennis to sing Johnny One Note from Babes in Arms, 1937.
Like this before, we looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile, you were smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Something that happened for the first time seemed to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when?
And dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. She's hitched and hiked and ripped it too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, she missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, she was never at a party where they honored Noel Cass. Society, she says, is much too fast, preferring her bohemia first and last. She gets too hungry for dinner at eight. She likes the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearl. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, it's oak, hates California, 'cause it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She goes to Coney, the beach is divine. She goes to Boulder, the bleachers are fine. She follows Winchell and reads every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes a prize fight that isn't a fake. She loves the rowing on Central Park Lake. She goes to opera, stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the green grass under her shoes. What can she lose? She's flat, that's that. She's all alone when she lowers her lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Brand new tune by Rodgers and Hart from their brand new show, Babes in Arms. It's called Johnny One Note and Skinny Ennis Sings It.
Get off of that note. That's Johnny's note.
Thank you. Poor Johnny Wonder sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny Wonder yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself, by gum. Poor Johnny Wonder got in a eater, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his wonder out like the north wind, brought forth grin that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. All the band was mute, Johnny stands alone.
Hi, this is Kirstie Alley for Greenpeace Action. I bet you're wondering if it's okay to eat tuna with a clear conscience. Good question. Because all canned tuna is not created equally, it can't be trusted to stop the slaughter of more than 100,000 dolphins in tuna nets every year. Greenpeace Action is working to verify that dolphin-safe tuna really is dolphin-safe. You can help support these products by demanding your store stock only verifiably dolphin-safe tuna brands. After all, you shouldn't have to feel guilty about eating a tuna sandwich.
And now tune in yesterday, the weekly Scratchy Groove segment highlighting old-time radio. Tonight, a timely Thanksgiving episode of that down-home classic program, Lum and Abner. The rustic proprietors of the Jot 'em Down store in Pine Ridge, Arkansas, were played by Chet Locke, Lum, and Norris Goff, who played Abner. Both were natives of Arkansas and good friends who drifted into radio as dialect comedians and gradually developed their characterizations. They wrote their own scripts in the early days and did the voices of all the characters, including Squire Skimp, the con man, Dick Huddleston, the postmaster, Grandpappy Spears, Abner's checker-playing rival, Cedric Weehunt, the not-too-bright errand boy, and half a dozen others. Lum and Abner began on a small-town Arkansas station in 1930, moved to Chicago in the NBC network as a summer replacement in 1931. Then it became a five-day-a-week, 15-minute program on the Blue Network in 1935 and stayed on the air in various forms for various sponsors until May of 1953, one of the longest-running of all radio shows. Lum and Abner was rural humor, but at the same time, the show had a sophistication that raised it above the rustic. It also had what, for lack of a better term, I'll call heart. You'll see what I mean. Thanksgiving program, Lum and Abner.
Hey, Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jot 'em Down store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at Lum's house as the two old fellows get ready to execute one of the basic operations of Thanksgiving. Listen.
Well, come on, Lum. Let's get out and back there and take care of that turkey gobbler if we're going to.
Yeah, we better do that.
Elizabeth and the women folks over at my place just waiting to get it in the oven. You ought to see the stuffing they're making for that thing.
Looks good, Dad.
Oh, prettiest sight I ever seen in my life.
Come on, follow me.
Yeah.
I got him pinned up in the backyard here.
Well, sure, it's mighty nice of you to furnish the turkey for us, Mom.
Well, I figured it's just about my turn. Every year, I've always et with you or over at Grandpap's. So this year, I decided I was going to try to pay you all back. A little bit, leastways.
Well, you needn't have done it. Of course, it's mighty nice of you, though.
Well, I wanted to. I wouldn't have felt right about it if I hadn't did it.
Yeah, we'll sure enjoy it.
And I will say that none of you are going to be disappointed in this turkey, neither. There he is.
Ah.
See him stand there?
Oh.
Ain't he a humdinger?
I don't get look at him.
Just look how he stands on them two legs.
Yeah. Oh, he's a dandy.
Oh, he struts backwards and forwards across there.
Yeah, look at him.
Said you, I fed him better than I fed myself.
Yeah, well, you can tell that by looking at him. He's about twice the size you are.
Well, it's that cracked corn that did it.
Is that all you've been eating?
I mean, that's what I fed the turkey.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh. You know, that's the only way to do it, though, Abner. Raise your own turkey.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
That way, you know just what you're getting.
Sure.
You know what it's been fed and how it's been raised. And best of all, you can get it good and fat. Lots of meat on it.
Yeah, well, from the looks of that, you sure done a good job. Look at him.
He is fat, ain't he?
Oh, biggest than I ever seen, I do believe.
Don't balk, you wobble.
Yes, sir, look at him.
Well, that's the only way. I ain't sure it's any cheaper the way feed has been costing lately, but it's still the best idea.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you want me to go in and get him?
Well, may as well.
You got the axe ready, ain't you?
Yeah, it's right there by the chopping block.
Yeah, well, here it goes in. How do you unhook this gate here?
Oh, just a minute, Evan.
How?
I just want to take one more look at him.
One more look?
Yeah. Sort of looks pretty standing there, don't he?
Oh, he's a dandy.
All them feathers and all.
Yeah. He's going to look a heap prettier some cranberry sauce and gravy around him, huh? Well, we better get to work on him, huh?
Yeah. Just a second, Abner.
What's the matter now?
I just wondering if the axe is sharp enough.
Oh, it's bound to be, sure.
Maybe I better take it and run over to Ulysses and sharpen it again just to make sure.
Now, Lum, we ain't got time for that. Them women folks are all over there waiting for this bird.
Yeah, that's right, ain't
it? Sure.
Well, we better go ahead with it, I guess.
Yeah, doggies, we're late now. How'd you say you unhooked this gate here?
Well, you just take hold of that nail there and... Wait a minute, though. I just happened to think of something, Abner.
Oh, what is it?
Do you think that turkey's fat enough to kill?
Fat on her. He's got so much weight on him, he's getting bow-legged. Look at him, man.
Well, I just hate to go over there with one that wasn't big enough.
Well, you don't need to worry about that with this bird. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a waste of money to kill them before they're ready, too. Don't reckon we ought to save him till Christmas.
Till Christmas?
Yeah.
Law me, Lum, don't you know there's a house full of people over at my place waiting to eat this turkey? They come there for Thanksgiving. I don't want them hanging around there till Christmas. I can tell you that right here and now.
Well, I just wanted to make sure was all. I guess you better go ahead.
Well, I had if we want any Thanksgiving dinner.
Abner.
What now?
Kind of be careful of Chester's left leg there.
Well, sure. Chester's?
Yeah, he sort of skinned it up the other day.
Well, just a minute. Who's Chester?
Well, that's him.
The turkey?
Yeah.
Well, for the law me sake, to Eli.
Well, I know it sounds silly, but I had to call him something. I couldn't just say, good morning, turkey, or good evening, turkey. That'd sound sillier.
So instead you say, good morning, Chester, and good evening, Chester. That's what you do?
Yeah.
I suppose that don't sound silly.
Why, no, of course not.
Well, you better get ready to say goodbye, Chester, because I'm going in there right now.
Wait a minute, Abner.
Lord, they're waiting for us over there at the house.
I know, but... Well, we might be making a mistake.
Mistake?
Yeah, I'm feared Chester might be a little tough eating.
Oh, Lord.
All that jumping up in trees makes muscles in him.
What's he doing jumping up in trees?
Well, you jump up in a tree, too, if a dog taken out after you.
How could a dog get after him? He's inside the pen there.
Well, he can't stay penned up in there all the time.
Huh?
He's got to have a little exercise. And that's when the dogs chase him. On our little walks.
Oh, well, your little walks?
Yeah. When I get home in the evening, Chester always likes to go for a little stroll.
Now, just a minute, Lum. Let me get this straight.
Just about dusk.
You mean you and that turkey actual taking walks together right out on the public road?
Well, it was after dark, sort of.
Well, it's a lucky thing for you it was. If anybody saw you and that turkey gobbler walking along the road, they'd have had you bored for the simples.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Out walking with a turkey.
Well, Chester's as well-behaved a turkey as you ever seen. And so friendly.
No.
Wouldn't harm a soul. Understanding, little feller.
All bound to be, yes.
Me and him's got to be almost like brothers.
Well.
You ought to saw how cute he was when he'd nuzzle in my coat pocket looking for a hot tamale.
Hot tamale?
Oh, he just loves them things.
A turkey?
Every night on my way home, I'd stop by Luke's there and pick up a hot tamale for Chester.
You mean that turkey there actually eats them hot tamales?
Ain't no one thing in this world he likes better.
Well, now I've heard everything.
I think it's the corn in them he likes so well. Sit there all day long in his little pen just waiting for me to bring him one in the evening.
Well, I do know.
So cute. The minute he seen me coming, he jumps up, sticks his head through the fence, and cocks it over on one side, and then looks at me with them big brown eyes.
Well, bless his heart.
Gives a man something to rush home for at night after his day's work's did.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, Abner, Chester's been a big comfort to me these last few months. Awful big comfort.
Yeah, I can see that, Lon. Yeah.
When everything's went wrong, and everybody's turned against me, I always knowed I could come home to Chester. He'd be there waiting for me. True blue.
Bless his little heart.
And now?
Yeah.
You say they're waiting for us over there?
Yeah.
Well?
Lon, maybe you better sort of turn your head the other direction and give me the, you know, the AX.
Yeah. Fact is, I think I'll just go on in the house, Abby.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Wait a minute, Lon.
Huh?
I just stand there looking at Chester. You know, he don't look any too fat, come to think about it.
Awful frail.
Oh, yeah, he's poor.
Well, he ain't been feeling his level best here late, I don't think.
That's more than likely mostly feathers on him, ain't it? Ain't no meat under there at all.
I doubt it.
So it looks to me.
Well, I'm going in the house, Abner.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lon. I'm coming in there with you. I might need to rest up for a few minutes or something.
Rest up?
Yeah, I'm getting awful tired, Lon. Been awful busy this morning. Elizabeth's had me chasing around getting sweet potatoes out of the barn and everything for her.
Well, come along.
That AX is sort of heavy, you know. Fella needs to rest up before he can swing it good. Or even lift as far as that goes. Got to get up strength, you know. Ain't as young as I used to be, hardly.
No. You know, I was just thinking, Abner.
Yeah?
Go on in.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thank you. What were you thinking, Lum?
Well, you know, sometimes Luke Spears, or... Well, what I mean is, sometimes on Thanksgiving, he generally gets carried away and thinks he's going to have more customers than he needs. Well, the best thing to do is call him up right now, I reckon.
Is that who you're going to call, Luke Spears?
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do, don't you?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. If you mean that you're going to ask him...
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
Hello, is that you, Luke? Yeah, this is Lum. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Luke. Yeah, well, say, I was just wondering, I recollect last year you roasted up more turkeys than you needed at the lunchroom, and I was wondering if maybe you didn't have one sitting around there you might sell private this year. Oh, well, I don't care what it costs. No, that's fine, I'll take it. Yeah, me and Abner will be right down.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lon, don't hang up.
Just a second, Luke. What is it, Abner? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, and Luke.
That's the time.
Will you throw in one hot tamale, too?
Well, at least Chester is going to have plenty to be thankful for today.
All right. Lum and Abner from the past. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know what you think of these... excerpts from old-time radio I've been playing here lately. Incidentally, the voting on this subject is running about, I would say about 4 out of 5 are for these things, and 1 out of 5 is against, and sometimes violently against. I'll keep doing them for a little while, but if you would like to have a say-so in the outcome of this contest, give me a call here. Get back to Rodgers and Hart. Here, also from Babes in Arms, 1937, Sarah Vaughan sings My Funny Valentine.
My funny valentine. Each day is valentine. sometimes.
Sarah Vaughan, and at least one man in the studio here didn't like it. Goes on a long time. I think maybe you've got to be, it's got to be late at night to hear that. Maybe this is too early in the evening. Anyway, a great song by Rodgers and Hart, My Funny Valentine. And here's another one from I Married an Angel, 1938. My wife's favorite vocalist, Nelson Eddy. I Married an Angel.
Disposition that's very strange in me, and life's as sweet as it can be. I've lots of courage and ambition. From every care my mind is free. So I repeat with your permission, there's been a change in me.
Why isn't the waltz entrancing?
desire, no ambition needs me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I hear. Because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I hear.
I think you could build a whole series of radio programs on Rodgers and Hart music. I've sort of scratched the surface of their production. Over 24 years, they wrote songs together, and more than you can play in even a two-hour program of scratchy grooves. I'll do more of them later. This has been Rodgers and Hart, Part 2 tonight on Scratchy Grooves. I appreciate your tuning in. Got time for one more song, I think, here from the boys from Syracuse, 1938. The voices of Walter Schumann singing Falling in Love with Love.